Welcome to Geeks On, a show created by geeks for geeks, covering topics that geeks like to talk about. For more information about the topics we cover on the show, go to our website at geekson.com.
Friend, make peace, geekling, now go!
Welcome back, my geeklings.
Welcome back, Squared.
Yes. Put my Geekazoids against your Geeklings any day.
Hey, Geeklings will kick the crap out of your Geekazoids.
Oh, my Geekazoids will smite down your Geeklings.
This is pretty good for a second take.
That's pretty good. Hang on. There are hot women walking by the window. Okay, sorry. Okay.
This is our high
Those are
rise.
Male rockers, Matt.
No, they were hot women.
No.
No, they're male rockers with long hair.
How could you see those in our high-rise
Matt
studio?
Matt just drooled over John Bon Jovi.
I did not.
He did.
I did not.
John
I would
bon
never.
Jovi.
Anyway, this is our second take because I, Aaron Hendricks, screwed up the recording.
He loves hitting sliders.
Right, my geeklings, we're giving you sloppy seconds.
So we got like 2 or 3 minutes into a pretty good conversation.
Oh, we had an awesome conversation.
We were so incredibly entertaining, but now
we
missed
it.
Yeah, you missed it.
Those are the lost archives. This is the Nixon tapes.
So
how was your secretary?
How was your geek weeks?
It was good.
It was good. It was great.
Let me guess. I'm having deja vu.
You made money.
I made money.
I made video games.
You are telepathetic.
I know.
Telepathetic.
And I got older.
And Peter got older.
I turned 31.
Old
that's
and
right.
withered. And yes, that's right. Peter's a carpet. So, moving on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Peter is our hairiest geek, which we also found out in our first recording that you didn't hear.
Yeah. Actually, we should raffle off the chance to shave Peter. That could be very entertaining.
That would be really good.
Shave
I am
geek.
Not grotesquely hairy.
No.
No hair in the back.
No.
You know.
We can make a rope out of what we shaved off, though.
You How do you know could. You have no hair on your back?
I have no hair on
no,
my back.
No, he has no hair on his back.
How do you
How
know?
How do you know?
Because we work out at the same gym.
Oh, you work out. Yeah.
Nice, Don. Saying I'm looking at Bon Jovi, and now you're saying I'm going after Peter.
Hey, I'm not the one who shops at Game Art. That's all I got to say.
I do not shop at Game Art.
I think the only thing I could probably buy at Game Art would be socks.
That's because everything else would fit.
That's the point.
If I, shopped
I don't think they even have hats in my
if
size.
If I shopped at Big and Tall, I'd look like a Smurf. Come on.
Okay, you buy me an outfit from Game Art. I'll buy you an outfit at the Casual Male Big and Tall where I shop.
Okay, sounds good.
Nice.
All right. My name is Aaron Hendricks. I am a graphic designer and filmmaker here in Hollywood, and I'm a geek.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hey, I am Peter Robinson, and I am a writer here in Los Angeles, and I am a geek.
Hey, Peter.
I'm a geek lord.
Oh, geek lord now.
Geek master. You all bow down before me.
I am Matt King. I am an actor here in Hollywood, and I am a geek as well.
I am Donald Marshall. I am a writer and video game professional, and I have just made 10th level geek. Thank you very much.
10th level geek?
10th level. You may bow in awe. Of course, I only get 1d4 hit points per level.
How do you actually bow in awe?
Well, I could show you, but we're a radio show, dumbass.
Whatever. Words hurt.
All right, let's do some news.
Yes,
I geek news.
Obviously, they don't hurt enough. Mm-hmm. You're still speaking.
Damn it.
I will start
Matt
it's
today.
Pick on Matt Day.
Damn it. It's always pick on Matt Day.
No. I'm going to start out geek news with news I don't understand.
Okay. News we don't understand.
Yes, I'm going to put this link up so you all can take a gander at it and even investigate.
Or even a goose.
Investigate further.
I feel like I've heard this before. It must be a glitch in the Matrix.
It is. A glitch in the Matrix. Actually, it's about
I feel like
information.
It must be a glitch in the Matrix.
Information.
It is about information.
Quantum information can be negative. Yes, it's all over the news right now. Quantum information can be negative.
Now, this is... Okay, now that's the statement in itself I don't understand.
I know.
If you're wrong, the information is negative, isn't it?
No, not negative. Meaning that there's anti-information.
Anti-information.
That makes you lose...
Look, that would be erroneous information.
If I give you information, okay? Yes. Like, say I give you information that there are 12 apples in this box.
Yes.
Okay, and you now know there's 12 apples.
Yes.
If I give you negative information, you suddenly have forgotten that there's 12 apples.
Yes.
Right.
So I've stripped the information from you.
Yes.
It's not that I've given you
misinformation.
But if I give you information that there's 12 apples in this box,
and then I say that there are 14 apples in the box,
that's still positive information.
Those are two different types of positive information.
Right.
But negative information makes you forget, I think.
It's not making you forget. It actually doesn't exist.
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. And I'm not going to attempt to
really... It destroys the information.
Okay, for you Call of Cthulhu people out there, check your San.
San? Is this a mad Arab thing?
San is insanity.
It's sanity check. Okay.
We have to do that about 20 times every episode. I mean, you know.
Check your sanity.
I failed my first sanity check years ago.
Anyway, these three scientists have just came out publishing in a scientific journal about this.
Wait a second. Three scientists came out?
Publishing.
Yes. I'm outing three
We're
scientists.
Here. We're queer. We are putting out the best damn magazines you've ever seen. Okay, we're so fucking dumb right now.
Anyway, I'm not going to attempt to explain this. It's quite informative, but it's also just strange as shit. So I'm going to put a link to it on the website. But it does have to do with quantum teleportation and quantum computation.
Yeah, we were saying it's Heisenberg's uncertainty principle before, and that it's based on the fact that they teleported information at Caltech, or they supposedly teleported information at Caltech.
The problem has been...
I don't see how the Heisenberg uncertainty principle applies to this.
Basically, what they did was they took a piece of information.
Yes.
And they masked it.
Yes.
Right? So that we did not know whether or not that information was, let's say they put it in a box. We didn't know whether or not that information was still in the box or not.
Right.
They sent that box over to another location, right? Now, when they did that, what they use as negative information destroyed the first box, right?
Destroyed
the knowledge of the first box. So the only knowledge in existence is what's in the second box, thereby teleporting, quote unquote, what was there. And when they opened it up...
This sounds less like science and more like philosophy.
Kind of.
Well, that's the problem with quantum physics now.
That's where it is.
It's opening up things that sound completely out there.
Yep.
Multiple universes, information traveling faster than the speed of light, negative information, all sorts of stuff that just is so bizarre.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not going to attempt to explain it because I don't even think these guys who found it out fully know. Quantum scientists don't know fully what they're talking about.
Yeah. Was it Planck who said if you explain quanta and the person does not have a headache, then you're not doing it right?
Or
I think it was something like that.
Anyone who claims that they know what quantum physics and mechanics is doesn't know anything
about
it.
Quantum, yeah.
So anyway, it's pretty interesting. There's several articles on the internet. I'm going to put one on there.
Excellent. Pita?
This sort of math fascinates me. I know nothing about it. I can't quite wrap my brain around it.
Oh, I found this t-shirt. I got to get it, too. It says, I suck at math. I want that t-shirt.
I think I told you the story before, but just a friend of mine's father teaches a type of math at Cornell University. He is one of three mathematicians in the world that can teach this math. And so she's described coming downstairs first thing in the morning on a Saturday or something and finding her father on the couch with his hands up in front of him, making kind of a diamond shape, and then twisting one hand, and then going back to the first position, and then twisting the hand again. And she asked him what he was doing, and the only thing he could say to her was, absently, picturing a donut in a black hole. And he was sober. Just thought I'd share.
That's excellent.
Sounds like one of those social genius misfits.
I've met him, actually. He's really cool. In a social genius misfit.
Yeah. Are you going to get me hate mail again?
You?
Yeah.
If we think he's cool, you should be scared.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, Peter.
we talked at one point about scientists inventing a blood battery.
That was the robot that was going to take over the world by drinking everyone's blood, right?
Well, now we're
teaching it how to dance.
Now we found scientists have invented a urine-powered battery.
Kick ass.
So now that's
going to take actually the best sounding thing I've heard in a long time. I mean,
because that's excrement. Just excreting. You know.
Yeah, if it can use urine, I wonder what it excretes it as. Is it now a useful byproduct after it's gone through the engine?
Well, it's still just a battery, so it's not, you know.
It's not like gasoline.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
How many
volts?
It'd be
cool if it came out as apple juice.
So far, it's not a lot.
Okay.
Let's see. 0.2 milliliters of urine. The battery will provide around 1.5 volts with a maximum power output of 1.5 milliwatts.
That's not bad.
And basically, they see this as being something that you use for home health tests.
Yeah, you're not going to be using it on your cell phone anytime soon.
Ooh, things like that.
I have a great name for the product.
What? Oh, no.
The Batter Pee.
Oh, God.
You know, I think we'll have to submit it. But if anyone out there has a better idea...
Jeez. Is that a Batter Pee?
Which I'm sure is out there.
Send us a shout or post it on
I don't know. The Batter Pee was pretty good.
This thing takes double pee batteries.
Wow. Yeah.
You have to drink a big gulp to get the triple pee.
Yeah, it's really funny. People are drinking lots of liquids because they need to charge their batteries.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
the car died. Damn it.
Yeah, it's rechargeable.
All right.
God.
It's either a catheter or my iPod. I'm not sure anymore.
Wow. Matt?
Oh my God. Okay.
Scientists have isolated the spider silk gene. I don't know. This was actually kind of all over the news. And basically it has extrapolations out to ballistics, to, you know, new types of materials, to... I thought their ballistics research was really, really interesting. There's a postdoctoral researcher at University of California, Riverside, who basically talked about a whole new ballistics thing that could basically...
Like spiders going to shit hollow points or something?
No. That you could fire a bullet and it could hit somebody and web them up. Kind of a la Spidey.
Well, no, and also the theory has been if they could make spider silk thicker, they could make something immeasurably more powerful than Kevlar to block bullets.
I don't even want to see the spider that they're going to genetically create that creates cable-sized spider webs.
I don't think they're trying to create the spider. I think they're trying to recreate. They just found the gene codes for the silk itself, so they can recreate the silk.
With what? You still have to have an animal to put the genes in, right?
No, you can, can't you create artificial silk now?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you can probably create artificial silk, but it's not through genes.
Yeah, it's a synthetic fiber.
Well, but right. They could maybe put it into some sort of a
so
cow?
So they could create a synthetic... Yeah. Where's Bessie?
It's all tangled up in the
wind. You can't genetically engineer hair. You can genetically engineer the follicle that makes the hair. You know?
I'm going to go out and milk and de-web Bessie. Jesus.
Yep. They basically talk a little bit about the applications of it and how they're finally mapping out the full gene sequence. They basically say that eventually we will be able to create artificial spider silk. And
you know what, though?
What?
You could splice it into the human and... Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. That's right.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like spiders. Watch out.
Sorry.
Here comes
He's
Spider-Man.
He's got radioactive blood.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the only words you know.
Actually, I only knew about half of what you're saying. I was desperately trying to keep up.
It's like singing a Michael Jackson song.
All right, Don. It
does what a spider can.
Do you have any other, like, genetically mutated animals to...
Well, I have a story about South Koreans. Will that do?
So you don't want hate mail.
Yeah, because damn, there goes our number two position as a top geek podcast in South Korea.
Jeez. Oh, Lord.
Hey, they're real geeks in South Korea.
Oh, this story proves it.
That's the second big Warcraft
The problem is
market.
They're killing themselves off, apparently.
True.
Yeah, I know. Nice lead into the story about a dead guy, Don. Now, has everyone out there heard the urban legend, or at least I assume it's an urban legend, about Korean people playing the MMORPG Legacy so much that they drop dead while they're doing it?
No, one guy did it.
Well, the urban legend is that it's actually happened multiple times.
Yeah, it's been like years.
It was one guy, and he played I think it was actually Final Fantasy, and he played it so much that, and he forgot to eat, and his parents were on a vacation, and he died.
He knows that it's his aunt's best friend.
Yeah.
So he knows that's true.
Yeah. That's why...
Best friend's cousin's roommate, third cousin removed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we actually have proof positive on our news links
now. On the new one, yeah.
Of a guy it actually happened to.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it happened very recently and in a cyber cafe. Like, did no one notice this man was there for 50 goddamn hours before he keeled over dead? Apparently, this man in South Korea went into a cyber cafe, began a 50-hour binge in which he played online battle simulation games almost nonstop, and apparently only taking breaks to go to the bathroom, get something to drink, and to take occasional naps. Okay? One, why are you taking naps in a cyber cafe?
Right.
This seems vaguely inappropriate to me.
I've had days like that where you play video games almost that long.
I pulled 24 hours once, but...
24 hours?
Yeah, I pulled a day.
I think my record may be like 16 on Civ.
No, a day.
I've done some late night ones where I start at like 10 o'clock at night and I hit like 5 or 6 in the morning.
I've done that before.
Yeah. Well, what's happened to me is, like, I get up on my day off. I'll just sit down planning on playing, you know, one or two turns of Civilization. Next thing I know, it's dark out. I'm starving and I smell bad. You know, yeah. It's just like...
That's the other t-shirt I want. It says, just one more level. No, really, just one more level. Really, really, just one more level. Great t-shirt.
That would work. Returning to news. Aaron.
This is just a small little...
Wait, how did they find the guy? Sorry. Did they find the guy?
Well, he just keeled over dead. Well,
he just keeled over dead, and they were trying to resuscitate him.
In the cyber cafe. It's a cyber cafe, so it wasn't home.
So it wasn't like he laid there and started to
stink.
The
problem is, he sat there and stank, but since most geeks stink anyway,
right.
Then
after 50
days,
hours of gaming,
I mean,
come
50
on.
50 hours, that's 2 days. So, I mean, he was already ripe.
Yeah.
Geeks On does not necessarily believe that all geeks smell bad.
Yeah, luckily this is radio. Harry Potter is popular in Guantanamo Bay.
Well, you know.
Say Guantanamo Bay 3 times really fast.
I can't even say that. Guantanamo.
Come on, once
Guantanamo.
More.
Okay, ironically enough, try it against it with a Spanish accent.
No.
It comes out great.
Come on, say Guantanamo.
Guantanamo.
You do it. Just
anyway,
do it right now. Come on, say Guantanamo. Do it for me. I love it.
I'm an actor. I'm behind the camera, baby.
Do it again.
The detainees there apparently are reading the snot out of Harry Potter.
And then going out and beating some Arabs.
No, I'm talking about...
The inmates.
The inmates.
Oh.
It's like the most requested books down there. And they're even now wanting to get the movies.
Oh, really?
That was kind of offensive.
Yeah, that was meant to be offensive.
Oh, okay.
Why are we trying to be offensive?
Yeah, what?
Look at you! Like, don't show us.
The South Koreans know I'm
joking.
They're on our side.
Fine
people.
This is in this episode. We're going to try and offend all peoples everywhere,
but we're going to be incredibly specific about it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to name your ethnic group.
United Arab Emirates. You're next.
Man, it's hardcore. Anyway, I just want to mention that I thought that was totally weird. It just seems
well,
so
you know their plan.
Americanized.
They're going to let them read up to the most recent book and then tell them the newest, the last one has been released, the last one in the series. But
they have to
you don't get page one until you give us your information.
Very
That's
clever.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it for me on news.
Excellent.
Over there, the TV show that's on FX.
Oh, I just saw that.
Yeah, they had a great episode about interrogation this last week.
Right.
It was very interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Okay. So, Yahoo... just said they just changed the number of pages that they say they're indexed to, and they said they're indexed to 20 billion pages.
20 billion
yep.
pages?
And Google...
Half of those are broken links, though.
Yeah. Google is 8 billion. Okay? So a group decided to say, let's go and let's do an independent study to find out, you know, what we can find.
Were they financed by Aaron?
Wait, Yahoo said 20... Google said 8?
8. So they wanted to see. I mean, Google said, we don't think that Yahoo's, you know, really doing this. So an independent group said, I think they're independent. I mean, who knows? But they said, we're going to go, and it's
they're on Yahoo groups, but they're independent.
Well, the NCSA, which is, I guess, over at the University of Illinois at Urbana.
Did you just say Illinois?
Illinois.
Like there are two of them?
Could we try and mumble a little bit more, Peter?
Yeah, I can mumble a little more. Well, anyway, here's what they found. They found that, in fact, Google gives you 166.9% more results than Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
So Google is actually the page that will give you the better results.
Right. Well, I think everybody knows that now.
Yeah, they said in 96.
I don't use Yahoo anymore.
They said in 96.6% of the cases, they got more results from Google.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
I haven't used Yahoo was my big one when
back in the day
and
once upon a time
the the way they organize their results are just too bizarre. Yeah. You know, they get all, you know, just too many random things. Forums and all that type of stuff. So
every once in a while, I really still really like Metacrawler. Metacrawler was a search server out of Washington University, and they basically looked at everybody. They looked at WebCrawler and Yahoo and Lycos.
99% of the time for me, it's definitely Google. But that extra 1% of the time when I just can't figure out how to phrase what I'm looking for,
Ask Jeeves. I do that too.
I still go there every once in a while.
Yeah, I just like Metacrawler because it also has MetaSpy. And you can click on MetaSpy and see what everybody else is looking at.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So sex, that. MP3, and
yeah, it's usually like gardening tools.
Yeah.
New printer.
Britney Spears.
Texas Hold'em. All right, Don.
No, it's me. Oh, stop
Texas
giving me.
Texas Hold Britney.
Mother.
Texas Hold Britney.
Kinda. All right. So speaking of that, a guy dies after having sex with a horse. I mentioned this at Peter's birthday party, but I thought it deserved mentioning here. There's a guy.
I'm not sure what the correlation is.
I'll get there.
I get the geekiness of it, but I don't get
I'm having sex with a horse? What's geeky about that?
Well, it's just a matter of
you
time for you to get an email about the website.
I guess.
This is a all warning right,
so,
for...
So this is about
the
Peter.
Peripheral link. Yes, this is about Peter having sex with a horse.
No, but this is his link to the party, right?
Yeah, no. This is just, I brought it up at the party, and then people reacted to it. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
So, they found out that the guy died, and then they found out that a surveillance camera had picked up the license plate of the car that had dropped the man off at the hospital, and then they tech-tracked him back, that license plate, back to the farm.
Right.
And once they found the farm, deputies basically said this. Now get this. Deputies do not believe that a crime was committed because bestiality is not illegal in Washington State and the horse was uninjured.
Right. So it wasn't like what they consider abuse
right.
to the animal. Cause the,
but because investigators found chickens, goats, and sheep on the property, they're looking into whether or not animal cruelty, which is a crime, was committed by having sex with these smaller, weaker animals.
Wait, the guy's dead, though.
The guy died because the horse...
They're going
to
be taking some samples off of various body parts of some of these animals.
But why...
Well, but somebody dropped him off at the hospital.
Yeah.
So maybe...
Somebody found him.
Somebody might have found him, or somebody might have been helping him out.
Helping him out. Now, here's the geeky part. A significant number of people have visited this farm, they think, but basically they found internet chat rooms that lead specifically to this farm.
So this is a sex farm.
It is a sex farm... That's got internet chat rooms that are specifically links to it to get to the sex farm.
That is funky.
And they found tons of tapes of men having
four
sex with various animals.
Four legs good, anal penetration bad.
Nice.
So
Orwellian humor, thank you very much.
Yes, as opposed to...
Woo. Yeah. Well, you can find anything on the internet, can't you?
Good pig.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do.
I'll never look at Babe the same way again.
Squeal like a pig.
My last little news article here. A man has gone out and built a Viking ship, an authentic style Viking ship with 15 million ice cream sticks.
Nice.
What is the deal with ice cream sticks? People are obsessed with building things out of those. I mean, it's weird, isn't it?
Because they eat a lot of ice cream.
Okay.
Well, apparently the ice cream sticks were supplied not just by a Dutch ice cream group.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize the name of the company.
Layfair.
But also by ice cream sticks that have been collected by children around the world.
That's an awful lot of spit.
That's a hell of a lot of spit.
Apparently one of the people who put together the ship is quoted as saying, "I never want to see another drop of glue again in my life."
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Do you know at all if it's only out of them, or is there some type of basic structure?
It's apparently ice cream sticks and birch twigs, I believe is what it said.
Hmm. Just to get some distance on some of those beams.
Yep. So he intends to launch it later this year and sail it across
the
Atlantic.
Oh, it's supposed to float?
He's going to sail it across the Atlantic.
He's going to sail across the Atlantic.
I'm running on the assumption it's not made with Elmer's glue, you know?
All right, do we have any other news stories?
I got one last one.
There's a shock.
Nugget.
Mm-hmm.
the neutron gamma ray geologic tomography, an instrument containing a neutron generator, a neutron lens, and a gamma ray detector could be used to investigate important biological indicators of life on distant worlds. In other words, NASA just invented a tricorder.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That, you know, they're going to make it to make that sound.
I think that everybody's going to start calling it, rather than Nugget, they're going to start calling it a tricorder, because it's
why
tricorder.
Why call it a Nugget? I mean,
it's probably
on.
An acronym for something.
It's an acronym.
Yeah, it is.
It's
know,
an acronym
but,
for...
Like, they make, you know, those acronyms, they make, they try to formulate the words to make an acronym. We all know how acronyms work.
Yeah.
We try to come up with the most clever group of words to make the word we really want. So somebody wanted Nugget.
Well, they knew, come it, was, on, they knew it was neutron people. And gamma rays. They knew it was geologic, and they knew it dealt with tomography. So,
tricorder, Nugget. People. Come on.
But there you go.
It provides a three-dimensional scanning instrument that focuses a beam of neutrons into an object. When the nucleus of an atom inside the rock captures the neutrons, it produces a gamma ray signal for that element, which the gamma ray detector then analyzes. So
I saw it's kind of a clunky machine. But...
It looks like a clunky machine. It's nothing like Bones' tricorder. But
you know. You know. Give them a little while to streamline it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, now that we have gotten news down, our half-hour news, let's move on to our first topic today. Dun, dun, dun. The anti-geek.
Okay. Can I start just a little? Can I start just a little? Because I came here right after I getting off the phone with tech support. And I think that tech support hates geeks.
They do.
Well...
But that's
to clarify
what we're
our
about.
Topic, people who hate geeks.
People
and
who
why.
Hate geeks. The anti-geek. The people out there who are against us.
Yeah.
We would like to talk about that
oh
tonight.
Oh my God, I was going to stab them all in the eye. It was ridiculous.
I don't really think they're out to get geeks, though. There's like tech support
no,
just
but
hates
the, more
the world
you know,
in general.
But the more you know about the subject, the more they talk to you like you're a three-year-old.
The more you know.
Exactly. I mean, it was like...
You just don't like Indians.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Another ethnic group
I got
down.
Another one.
That was good. I think he was Pakistani, though. So I don't like Pakistanis.
Yeah, let's try to get another demographic there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dropped off
well done. Right. Very well done. Yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
All right. So your first one is the tech.
Tech support.
For tech support.
Oh, my God.
Geeks.
I was going to kill them all.
Yeah. And you would think that it would be for geeks.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I lost my phone, and you think they'd want me to get a new phone and help me out. But no, it was like,
you
got to cancel this and do this.
Flushed your phone down the toilet, or was that Mindy?
Mindy flushed down the toilet. I lost mine in an elevator shaft.
The world has gone mad with
miniature
making
English.
Things small. If you can flush your cell phone in the toilet, that's just wrong.
True, true.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mine
tangent.
Couldn't flush. Well, okay, so that's your first one.
That's my first one. Oh,
okay.
Man. I
I'm
going to
go out
them.
And alienate another group right now. Christians. Christians hate geeks.
No. Right.
Now, wait a minute.
Organized Christian groups.
I'm going to get on your bandwagon here, but I called it something different.
Okay.
Okay, so
I
you
don't
can go,
think
you
it's
can
Christians.
You start with your first, what? Why do you think Christians hate geeks?
Well, because the first thing that, I'm talking a little bit more in a historical perspective, because now the shift has gone away from role-playing games towards video games, right? But every single time something goes wrong with any teenager anywhere, and they go off on a shooting spree, the first thing that you hear is Dungeons and Dragons and role-playing games and comic books are forcing these children to go crazy.
Either that
and
or
it's
music.
Always a religious group.
Either
right.
That
well,
or
that's
music.
What I put. I call it religious reactionaries against Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, but that's religious reactionaries. It's not just Christians. There are plenty
so
of Christians.
Here's the deal.
I have never heard of a Jewish, Muslim, Unitarian, or any
Muslim.
Other...
Muslim, I've heard, definitely.
I've never heard a Muslim group against
oh,
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, definitely heard Muslims against
I think,
everything.
I think the radical Christian group are well organized and they get their voice out there. I'm
I think,
sure there's plenty of, you know... They,
I think
they,
the radical Christian groups are just westernized, so they're more tuned into our society, so they go, these are the root
and
causes.
And Jewish groups aren't westernized?
Well, remember, the Israeli army will not
say
let
Jewish.
You into
I said,
the army if you play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yep, scored a point.
You know that you remember
all right,
that,
nope,
but
nope, you
I
caught
have
me.
To. But you know what? I'm not disagreeing with you. I believe that it in general it has been.
I'll be willing to make the amendment. Fundamentalist Christian groups.
Yeah, I think that. Was,
and
I'd
fundamentalist Muslim
that.
Groups have said that they hate all of American society and that all of it makes it going to hell, which would definitely have Dungeons and Dragons incorporated.
But they
there.
Have never singled that out, as far as I can tell. No. And. Muslim groups are now publishing their own comic books, superhero comic books, as we covered in an earlier episode.
Okay.
Well, okay. Let's start with Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
Because I've got some great quotes. Why do you think that they're going after Dungeons and Dragons and role-playing games?
Because it has Dungeons and Dragons.
Because the covers make them easy targets. Dungeons and Dragons covers almost always have a demon or a dragon or something foreign and magical looking on it.
Dragon.
It. But there are some people who've actually looked through the games. They're not just looking at the covers.
Yeah. Well, because dragons is in the title.
Most of the ones that I hear quoted have not.
Deities, because you worship different deities.
But you don't have to.
And also the they've done their research within it, and sort of the mage knowledge and stuff like that is based in a lot of Wiccan stuff. It's based in a lot of Satanist stuff.
Here's the thing that I found after reading online several things is, A, you're right. I think that they're almost all of them have been misinformed. They haven't really played the game, or they haven't read through the books, because a lot of the reactions or things that I've heard online is that the game is about, you know, has ritual. No, that it talks about rituals being like plans
summoning
of rituals.
Demons.
Yeah, they actually have the rituals in the books, and unless something's changed, they don't have the rituals in the books. They might say fireball spell, you know, costs 3, and you have to use this certain.
Not true. What it does say in the books is it says this spell, because originally with D&D, and maybe it's changed since then, spells had certain casting times, and certain ones were ceremonies and rituals, and certain ones were cantrips, which you just, you know, threw off.
No, they mentioned that you had to, but they didn't give you the recipe for.
They didn't tell you the cantrip.
They didn't say, draw a circle on the ground, do this,
you
this,
didn't
and
go,
this.
They did tell the ingredients.
Holy name of Shagnogoth.
Right.
They did tell the ingredients in a lot of cases.
Right. But there was no, like, it wasn't the recipe
book. But the ingredients
book.
Were kind of bull crap ingredients.
Oh, yeah, like, they were absolutely like
crushed pearl and salt and
here's another thing I found out online. 25,000
gold pieces worth of incense. I'm like,
yeah.
Gold dragon shell, you know.
Here's another thing I found online is when I get to Harry Potter, because poor Harry Potter falls under part of this, is that there are all sorts of these witches and Satanists who've gone Christian who are writing on the internet about all this. Which I found bizarre.
Yeah.
So you go to an article that says, does God hate D&D? And it'll start out, the first thing I want to say is that I used to be a Satanist. And I used to do this, 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 and this, this. And I read 4 or 5 articles online that start with that. And or one woman said, you know, I used to be a role-playing gamer. She played Rifts, Werewolf the Apocalypse, all sorts of stuff, and so she actually was a player, but she became obsessed with role playing. And so what she equated was her essentially her obsession or her addiction to that as satanic.
And now she's born again?
And now she's born again.
So she's now addicted to religion, because that's effectively what a lot of born agains become. Now I'm going to get mail. Damn.
I have some.
By my own personal experiences, and I agree with you.
Okay.
I have some links. I'm not. Trust me. I think this is all nuts. But for people who want to read up on it, she believes there's some brainwashing techniques involved in all role playing. One.
Wow.
The fear put into your character that might be your character in jeopardy. If you feel you make a connection to your character, you are fearful. One, isolation, psychological removal from traditional support structures like family and church.
What?
Instead of, because you're in the gaming group. I'm saying this is nuts.
I know.
Physical torture and killing images in the mind can almost be as real as actual experiences.
For her.
Four, erosion of family values, the quote, dungeon master depends on an all-encompassing and total loyalty, control, and allegiance.
She had a really bad relationship.
Yeah. She fell in with like a little cult guy.
Experience points.
Experience points.
Too many too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Religious values that aren't Christian are also brought up in these games, like multiple deities and
turn
to the norm. Loss of self-control authority over self surrendered to the dungeon master.
Oh, yeah. She had such a relationship with this guy.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Now here's one. Degradation, pain, and torture are easily involved in sadistic sexual situations that graphically appear appeal to visceral impulses. In other words,
she had a relationship with the DM.
Because you don't have easily barriers, you act out sexual tortures and fantasies. I don't know what gaming group she was in, but they were messed up.
Yeah, okay.
And you can do that. You can play that way if you want to. That means you have a whole bunch of a group of messed up people that has nothing to do with role playing.
It's these are people who are going to do that anyway.
Yes.
These are people who could do that through Monopoly.
Has anyone ever heard of the book, The Truth?
I have Park Place.
Oh, take me, Park Place Master.
Oh, my God. Have you ever heard of the book, The True Believer, by, I think it's Eric Hoffer?
It's really, Eric Hoffer.
Eric Hoffer. It's really interesting. What he says is that people who tend to be extreme in one sort, one form or another, like religion or become addicts of one type will often become addicts of another type.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
addictive personalities.
Yeah. So a person who is a true believer, you know, who may be, you know, a true believer of one type will turn around and become a true believer of the opposite type.
Right.
Very easily. Because
obviously in this case.
And this is what a
right. She fell off the deep end on Dungeons and Dragons, and now she's fallen off the deep end on the religion. Right. It's same addiction.
She's looking for extreme.
I've got to say that I have role played with Christians, with Wiccans, with I don't know what to call this other group. They were like mages, we'll call it. I don't know what they're like. The guy was freaked out about not Aleister Crowley, but Aleister Crowley was a Satanist?
Yes.
No,
Anton LaVey
was
a Satanist.
No.
Aleister Crowley. He was big on Aleister Crowley.
What was Aleister Crowley?
Aleister Crowley was we can talk about it later, but he was involved in another type of religion, the sun. Yeah. Something. I can't remember
anyway,
the exact name.
The point I wanted to make was the Christians I've played with, while I don't necessarily agree with their religious beliefs or necessarily the way they present them sometimes, they were completely normal. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just played. Mindy, that's right. Mindy was a
Mindy's
Christian sister. Gamer, for example, and completely level-headed, completely normal.
And
the
really good at the
I played
game.
With,
girl, yeah. Really good at the game.
Absolutely.
And incredible.
The Wiccans Christian. I played with actually took the gaming much less seriously than any of the Christians I played with.
Right.
Right. They thought it was like, okay, well, this is cute. Okay, now I
but
appreciate
these spells
that this is cute.
Are all wrong.
Yeah, that was part of it. The Aleister Crowley folk that I played with mm-hmm. were off the deep end to begin with.
Sure.
And right. Let me make that absolutely clear. If anything, the gaming was like a way out of their nutty time, you know, for
sure.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know, see, a nuts guy like playing a nuts game.
Into nutty time, yeah.
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 You know?
I like nutty time.
We should make this clear, you know, that I mean, again, we're not talking about any particular religion as a hater of geeks. We're talking about the extremists.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, Don's talking about Christianity because he hates it.
Yes.
Don's a Christian.
Damn them all!
But I also have a link for it.
I'm already going to get chewed out by at least two people I know for saying that.
I already have a link to. I also have a link to a guy, a minister who has a 14-page booklet that you can download that specifically targets the
right.
Lord of the Rings role-playing game,
which I love because they just go up on magic. But you'll talk about that when we get to Harry Potter, right?
Well, let's not forget the famous Chick Track.
Oh, the Chick Track.
Yeah. We should probably relink to that.
Relink
one.
The Chick Tracks because that. Yikes! That
Susie, having achieved the 8th level cleric, was
ninth level cleric.
Was allowed to join her coven as a high priestess.
Before she became a born-again Christian.
Yeah, she's great.
No, but if anything, like, I find the more religious people I know tend to enjoy it more because it's kind of a safe, easy way just to kind of express yourself in a completely harmless environment.
All of these things, you know? With music, with gaming, with any of these things, you've got to learn. I mean, it's the individual's ability to draw the line and go, this is fantasy, this is reality.
Yeah. And if you have problems with that to begin with, you're going to find lots of ways to blur reality.
My acting teachers used to talk about that. They used to say, if you're walking in here and you have to figure out how to do a serial killer, and you're doing method acting, we are not saying go out and kill people to figure out what it feels
yeah,
like.
Exactly.
Right. But you have to know and expand on your imagination. They said, have you ever been so irritated by a mosquito that got in your ear, and you just wanted to kill it? You just wanted to beat it down. You know, take that feeling, mm-hmm. extrapolate it out, expand it, and see what that does to you as an actor. That was a brilliant thing. It's drawing the line of fantasy, though.
But on this line, I have to.
Which is why I went out
step
and
in with my own
like mosquito.
There you go. I have to step in with my own personal experiences on this one again. As some of the geeks here know, and some, I bet none of our geeks on listeners know, my mom is a very very fundamentalist, radical right, absurd Christian, right? Mm-hmm. Just rabid Christian. Like, she goes upstairs to her bedroom at night and talks to herself in tongues. She believes God has granted her the ability to speak Hebrew, although nobody who speaks Hebrew can understand what she's saying.
Yeah, but she can.
Well, she can understand herself, absolutely.
There's two people. It's old Hebrew, John.
You know, it's crazy, crazy stuff that,
right,
if anything, drives me farther away from her brand of religion.
Right.
But when I've gone back there, she has told her friends, oh, my son plays that Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
And perhaps you could have a little talk with him.
Right.
So I've walked into interventions with these people. You know,
I have cousins who sent me all my life, been sending me clippings from Christian booklets saying that I'm, you know,
yep,
dropping off the deep end.
At least once a month, my mother calls me up to ask me, does your video game company make those bad games? You know?
Yes. Like, yes, yes, they do.
I've played one.
Doom, Mom.
Yeah. Yes, yes, Mom. Mm-hmm, they do.
We made the big one, Mom.
Okay, what's
well,
next?
Anyway.
Gates to hell mean anything?
I'm not defending, you know, I don't need to defend myself against any of these people because I'm an adult. But I would like to move on to poor Harry Potter, because some of these people are the exact same people.
I love people who hate Harry Potter because it cracks me up, because they're against magic. And the thing about being against magic is understanding that the root of the word magic is magi, as in the three magi, or wise men, who gave Christ his gifts in the first place. So it's like, come on, people. That's
yeah, but
where
they
it
weren't.
Came from.
But they weren't.
That's not their understanding of it, though.
No.
And we
don't
understand what
they weren't talking to snakes.
Right. Well, who knows, man? You're
if
messing around.
If they were talking to snakes, they would be...
oh, you mean like Eve or Adam?
Yeah.
That's oh, I thought you were referring to that Christian sect that talks with snakes.
Right.
Well, yeah, actually,
I mean,
you're right.
Come on! You know, my aunt is a shaman on an Indian reservation,
yeah,
and she always comes and has these Christian, very, very far-right Christians come and go, show us the... Come on. Yeah, you're not Christian. Show us the magic in your religion. And she's like, my religion is about being one with nature and peaceful and listening to the nature of people and of nature itself around you. You're the religion with walking on water and coming back from the dead and striking people down with fire.
Show us your magic.
Show us your magic.
Yeah, well, but some of these people aren't just being reactionary to the magic being in there. Some of them don't like the fact that they're desensitizing children to all of that. That it's not about just magic's in the book, so they hate it. They just don't like the idea of them reading stories, those fantasy stories.
Mythological stories with heroes, monsters, and people dying with magic.
Well,
so, like, the Bible.
Well, yeah, but that's... But obviously, the difference is that they want to teach them that that's true, and this shit isn't.
Well, but
that's why they don't like it.
Right.
They're just...
Damn those Jesus horses.
Accurately recognizing that J.K. Rowling is actually part of a conspiracy to subvert the morals of children and make them all go to hell.
Well, I would like to read you something from ExposingSatanism.com, which, by the way, you guys have to check out. It's pretty good.
ExposingSatanism.com.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Can we put a link up to that?
There are many books about witchcraft, but none so cleverly packaged like the latest. Satan is up to his old tricks again, and the main focus is the children of the world. The latest craze is a series of books by Arthur J.K. Rowling known as Harry Potter. I knew nothing of Harry Potter until mail started coming in asking me if it was okay for teachers in Christian schools to be reading children books about mythology and witchcraft. Did you read that correctly? In Christian schools? Mythology?
Oh, my
she puts in
witchcraft!
She puts in, there's five explanations there. She's so upset that mythology might be read in Christian schools.
Yeah, because we shouldn't understand about the Romans or anything like that.
You'd just be happy she didn't put the sixth exclamation mark down, because that would be throwing down some, you know.
Oh, no!
Oh, unless she skips the seventh, then it'd be okay again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But here's another good example from Harry Potter. What does God have to say? And this is another example. These are the same people. As a former witch, I can speak with authority when I say that I have examined the works of Rowling and that Harry Potter books
are training manuals for the occult.
Oh, my God.
Untold millions of young people are being taught to think, speak, dress, and act like witches by filling their heads with the contents of these books. Children are obsessed with Harry Potter, that they have left television, video games to read these witchcraft manuals.
Akio moron. Sorry.
And this is the craziest one. These guys sent out these like emergency memos to Christians all over the place. Ladies, this is in a specific area. Ladies of Landover are holding a midnight prayer vigil on July 15th about the new Harry Potter book. This guy,
wow!
If you see anyone with this book in hand, shout fire on you in the name of Jesus.
Oh my God!
Snatch the book from them, toss it to another Christian brother or sister, and put the flame to it as quickly as possible. Make sure you hand the person a Bible to replace the half-blood prince and tell them to read that instead.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, Don. Come on.
It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy to us. It makes sense to them.
Okay, well, I have to admit, like, I have a certain impression of the people I've run into in my life. I've never met that sort of batshit crazy person. That's, whoa. Could you imagine if someone walked up to you and ripped your $40 book out of your hands?
Okay, here's another thing. This same guy has called out to his congregation saying, search your Christian house. If you find any of these books, bring it to the church, and they're going to do a book burning.
Oh, good.
Okay? On the East Lawn. After the burning, if these so-called children's books are found anywhere on the church grounds or in the home of any church member, proper steps will be taken to ensure your child is fully deprogrammed from the illicit material, which may or may not include a trip to a Russian orphanage
what?
At your expense.
More weight.
That they are going to take your child.
Hold on, where is this?
More weight.
I will put the link on the...
this is exposing Satan.
I'm actually...
No, this is another one.
Daddy, don't put me in the dunking chair again.
But they also put a picture... They said that children will... hide in closets and try to hide from their parents because they believe that parents were like that. They believe that parents might be out to get them after reading the book.
Are you sure they just didn't take
like little Jimmy hiding in a basket here?
Let me see.
Are you sure they didn't just take cutouts from like the Holocaust manual or something?
Well, this sounds so crazy. I'm having a hard time believing it.
I'll put a link up there. You can judge it.
That wow. is crazy. Yes.
I don't know.
My point is, I've never heard of a Jewish group saying that.
Let's find them. I'm sure they're out there.
If they're out there, I'm curious. But
okay, then let's talk about video games, because there's a very prominent Jewish man, Mr. Lieberman, who hates video games.
Oh.
He hates them. This guy's the lead dick when it comes to censorship.
And he's a Democrat.
Yeah, he's a Democrat.
He's in name only.
This guy is like hardcore. I mean, he would censor things.
From Connecticut, sorry.
Marilyn Manson. He did Marilyn Manson. And he's a Jew.
Hey, man, Tipper Gore. Oh, wait, she's Christian.
Video games, if we want to move on to that, I've got some lists of, like, Lieberman.
I don't think that that South Park would lampoon, what's his name's mom so much if it wasn't true that there were Jews who were after it just as much as Christians.
But what I'm saying is, yes, individual parents, absolutely. But I have never heard of an organized Jewish group going out and trying to condemn anything on a mass level.
I have not either, but I bet you it's there.
We should pause and we should get on the internet, and I'll bet you in about 10 seconds we'll find, you know, the exact same stuff, but from a different perspective.
We'll research it and talk about it on the website.
Okay.
That would be good forum.
But
forum
honestly,
fodder.
With
fodder.
Video game stuff, I'm going with my opinion and personal observations again. I actually see less organized religious abuse against video games than I do parent groups and non-denominational parents groups.
They're just as much against geeks.
A lot of these parents groups are
religious ordained.
Religious ordained. NIMF, which I now just deleted what it stands
for. Speaking of stupid acronyms.
Yeah.
That's... Well, I know Focus on the Family is against
Nimble Young Minds.
Shoot. I deleted it.
Pedophiles.
Anyway, the guys who are... Dr. Walsh, this guy...
Haters. Did
this media... family media friendly group. I know everyone's heard about it. It's the acronym is NIMPF, which is...
Nimble Young Mind Pedophile strange. Haters.
But... him and Hillary Clinton and Lieberman are all, of course, after the hot coffee, but they've been screaming about video games, and it's a Christian organization. They just don't use the word Christian in it. And they put out these studies. They're the ones that gave out the ratings last year, and we all the video games failed.
Oh, yeah, right.
That that's was right. the group who did that. And that's another religious organization that's hiding. They don't really put it out there.
Damn it. DuckTales 3 didn't come out.
But, you know, at least now Lieberman was behind the whole rating system, you know, the M's and fine.
Him and Tipper Gore, right?
What's that?
Him and Tipper Gore, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am all for all that. Trust me, I am for all of that. But these guys really would eliminate it entirely. You know, they think
they'd eliminate video games.
They think the hot coffee thing is pornography, not the same type of sex you would see like in a rated R movie. There's no genitalia that you know, penetration or anything that in that video game.
Well, I think part of it is that those big groups, those big crusades, are often led by people of a generation that have no familiarity with video games.
Well, here's another thing, and this is my opinion. Hillary Clinton and Lieberman can go F themselves, because I don't think they give a rat's ass about video games. This is a political move, and it's bullshit.
They're
and
trying
shame
to catch
on
the
you,
right.
Hillary Clinton, because you didn't give a crap for the last, 10 years that video games have been out. He hasn't said shit, but now it's popular. You want to get your little ass in on the whole thing.
I agree.
F you.
Nice, Aaron.
And
well said,
I like
man.
Hillary. I'm disappointed in that.
That told her.
Hillary can go F herself. Well, how about that for some hot coffee?
Look. Wow, that's an image burned into my third eye that will not go away.
What is it, Peter?
I'm sorry, was I going to say something?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was. Look, she's not the... This is common for all politicians. All politicians, you know, they hit the video game stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of news organizations do the same type of thing.
All they do is barf whatever anyone tells them.
Well,
except for
sells.
Geekson.com.
Absolutely.
Which is now a news organization.
We're above that.
Yeah, we are a news organization.
The thing is, though, it's like you can get people to watch your news by warning them against the role-playing games or the video games your kids may own. How are they going to get you to watch by saying, video games may not affect your child in any way, shape, or form. News at 11.
Right.
You know, if that doesn't sell, it's the hype that sells. It's the fear
that
sells.
How about this?
And same thing for politicians.
How about this? The report that just came out that video games are evil, blah, 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 blah. We've done our own investigating, and this is what we found.
News 11.
Senator so-and-so hasn't commented on video games at all, and suddenly she is. There's a news article for you.
That doesn't mean anything.
She's a scam. Well, okay.
That doesn't mean anything.
You don't want to know if your
that
senator that you
covered.
Elected is an a-hole?
If I recall correctly, Rush Limbaugh did that once, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. You know?
I'll start watching Rush.
People are commenting on video games.
Yeah, I double dare you.
They're hitting new heights of extremes. You know, and it's not that they're just starting to comment on video games. They always have been. You know, but they are hitting new. They really are getting more extreme than they have been before.
True.
Right.
You
know? They're touching. And here's the problem. And this is what I think we should do.
I mean,
let's stop calling them video games, because that's where the problem is. They're not video games anymore. That's adult entertainment.
Are you telling
me... I'm an adult. I want to be entertained.
Are you telling me that Hillary should have come out and said, Pong is evil? Pong is bad?
No, but you know what?
Donkey Kong is causing, people to kill people with barrels?
Grand Theft Auto. You could shoot cops in Grand Theft Auto like 6-7 years ago.
I think what Aaron's getting at is she's never embraced...
Popular, wasn't it out there?
Well, and, yeah, I know.
She and the Democrats in general have never really embraced censorship as being a hot topic. And now, with the added attention being paid to this stuff, a couple are jumping on the bandwagon in very negative ways.
But I got to tell you, we had this conversation last week, and I hope that they're not, you guys can tell me. I mean, are they advocating complete censorship? Are they advocating?
Well, I have a feeling Lieberman would. In fact, he was talking about banning Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, he wants Marilyn Manson banned and the game pulled.
The game pool. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but I think most people, wouldn't say that they want the games to be completely banned or, you know, censored so that nobody could play them. I think
there's no recourse for that, so they wouldn't say it.
Right. And I think that most people would say that, you know, they just want to make sure that, you know, that games that are that are too mature for certain ages don't go to those ages.
Honestly, I'm all fine
for that.
The video game industry made more money than Hollywood over the past 5 years, I think it was.
Five, yep.
I'm waiting to see the video game industry start throwing their money into politics the way that Hollywood has in the past.
Yeah.
If they add their voice to Hollywood, because let's face it, they both have kind of the same similar attitudes and the same agenda.
Do you think Carmack's going to be our next governor of...
What you have to understand California. Is that this is, again, the plot of Satan to take over the world.
It is.
No, I mean, really, look, he took over the movie industry. Now he's taking over the video game industry. What's next? What's next, I tell you?
I'll tell you what's next. The Recording Industry Association of America... That's the next one on my chopping block.
Oh, no.
These guys hate geeks.
How do they hate geeks? Oh, well, yeah.
This is the anti-peer-to-peer guys. Yeah. These guys are suing.
You can understand that, though. They're out to protect their own money.
It's just money, money.
It's all money.
But they're not anti-peer-to-peer when you're using it for anything else except for their songs.
What they're willing to do is sacrifice all that technology so you can't protect your music.
That's my problem. I don't care, protect
the artist. I'm 100%.
But let's be clear, you know, a good percentage of peer-to-peer technology evolved out of the use of illegally swapping files, you know.
I would say that the technology didn't evolve. I think the technology thrived. Because of that.
What do you mean? Because of Napster?
Napster was the original. Well, maybe not
no.
The original.
Napster wasn't the original peer to peer. Napster used peer to peer and became a success because of illegal downloads.
Well, it was the original success,
right?
For peer to peer,
which is where people said, "Wow, there's something to this."
Now let's keep in mind. I mean, it's. I'm sure there are ways of creating peer to peer networks that don't allow.
Yeah,
you know, and
guess what?
Stuff.
The recording industry can figure that out.
Yeah.
It's not up for you. Why don't you develop it? Is it your? It's your. Might as well. It's your responsibility.
Out of curiosity, is stealing a sin? Is theft a sin?
I think so.
A Christian sin?
Yeah.
Why do you never hear Christian groups that are against video games and against role playing?
Because they're worried about guys theft. Shagging each other.
Yeah, they got
like that's a big deal.
There's bigger worries. Boys kissing boys is a much bigger problem.
But it's theft. It's like thou shalt not steal is one of the big commandments.
Boys kissing boys.
Not thou shalt not commit buggery.
I think that they. I think they. They consider stealing to not be as
stealing's not
egregious.
As sanctified as marriage.
Yeah, you know,
it's not one of the seven.
Thou shalt not commit buggery was on the the plaque that got dropped. Oh. The 15 commandments.
15,
10.
10 commandments.
But these guys, you know, the RIAA, they're also into that shit ass technology that buggers up. Peer-to-peer network by throwing in garbage.
Yeah, yep.
These are the guys
worries me.
Who are trying to get any technology that can be used for illegal use, like CD recorders
and
VHS illegal. F you. I want to back up my files with my CD recorder. That's just how it's going to work.
You know what's interesting about the whole, screwing up the system by putting copies of files with the same names as files, but then it's actually a something else. It's already being done, and it's not them just clouding it. It's guys who want you to go to their website, and then they hit you with tons and tons of adware and tons and tons of worms into your system and stuff like that. And you can so it's already that frightens me more and will turn me off more than somebody saying, you know, suddenly I get a flip up on my screen that says,
"Well,
you downloading songs illegally."
I got to tell you, it certainly crossed my mind to wonder whether or not they've been, paying people to design these viruses. You know?
True,
it might.
I mean, it
may be. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
but the hackers are always one ahead.
Do you remember when they were trying to get the law passed like 3 years ago? You told me about this.
Which
would make it legal for them to if they thought that you might have illegal stuff on their computer, for them to hack your computer and look around.
Right. Right,
they were trying to get that passed. Hey, guess what? F you. I told Matt, I said, if that passes, because I don't believe in sharing music.
Right.
I don't do it.
No.
Aaron buys his music, he buys his programs. I told Matt, I said, if that passes, I'm giving you every single album I have, and I'm mailing it to everybody I know.
Nice.
Luckily, it didn't pass because I was about ready to burn an F load of CDs. In fact, it would be on Geeks On right now. We'd have like downloads aplenty.
Because yeah, Aaron's song library the size of North New Hampshire.
www.geekson.com/downloadsaplenty
.com.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, those were my big hits.
Now, here's a question. Here's a question for the people who hate geeks. Are there still Luddites? Are there still people who are completely
Misty.
Anti-tech?
Yeah, the woman who just left. Yeah.
Not
my
people
guess.
Who, not Misty people who computer. Dislike it and who don't understand it and who just laugh at
They're
it.
Amish.
Okay. But I mean, like, who go out and actively...
You know what? That's another group. The Amish hate geeks. Those bastards.
Well, I don't know.
I am to a degree
They're
a
not,
Luddite.
Though, because I saw The Devil's Playground, that documentary on the kid.
I am to a degree a Luddite. I am a very late adopter. I really frown on buying new technology.
Right.
I tend to wait until the third gen of it is out before I consider buying
you're
it.
A geek.
You're a geek, though. That doesn't count.
I'm a pseudo-Luddite.
I do have one more
I'm a
big
neo-Luddite.
Group.
You're a neo-Luddite.
Yeah. I do have one more group that hates geeks.
All right.
And I want to know what their problem is. What's up with the jocks out there?
I was about to say the jocks.
Revenge
those son
of
the nerds.
No. See, the jocks don't
jocks
hate
don't
geeks
understand
anymore.
That they're just a flavor of geek.
Because you haven't been in high school in 20 years.
Now there are so many tech things that you can get. And there's so many jock games that you can play on PlayStation and stuff like that. You know, jock, I mean, you can do, now
you
do...
You don't think there are geeks in high schools right now?
You are now do... Oh, of course there are.
Those
but
of
the
you
jocks
who,
are going back.
Those geeks are getting their ass kicked.
And then those jocks are going home and playing some, you know, Madden on their game system, though.
Yeah, well, I think some things that used to be geeky are falling out of the geek realm,
yeah.
Like video games.
Well, they're becoming more mainstream.
I'd say there's a lot of mainstream hate on a lot of geeky
So what
things.
Is still
Until
ultra
we get
geek,
adopted.
What is still well...
Star Trek?
Star Trek can still get you beat up?
Star Trek can get your ass kicked.
So, Star Trek's an ass kicking waiting to happen. Star Wars?
Would you admit to a beautiful woman you're trying to pick up that you're a Star Trek fan?
Yes, and I've actually gotten women because I have.
Yeah.
I think 99%
like
of people probably wouldn't, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I have.
Star Wars right now is sort of mainstream, so I would say no. That's
Star
okay.
Star Wars is acceptable.
Comic books.
You get your ass.
Get
kicked.
Your ass whooped.
What is it? Farscape. You probably couldn't say
Farscape.
Well, no one even know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's such a good show, man. My girlfriend has gone from non-geek to complete Farscape dweeb.
Chess. No one respects chess.
No one respects.
Oh,
chess.
By the way. The Satanist.com has a link that chess is on the list.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Fuck you.
Check it out.
I'm really surprised at how angry we're getting over this
I'm
discussion.
I'm sorry.
It's
because these are people who are against us,
Matt,
man.
Matt is a big chess player.
I am
player.
A chess
I am
nerd.
Too. I am too. But...
I freaking love chess. How
I only
can
play
you think it's chess?
But I only play chess if it's dragons and wizards chess.
You dumbasses, Charlemagne played chess.
All right, we're getting too worked up, so let's leave this topic alone.
Okay.
And move on to our last real quick one. I want our listeners to get to know us as geeks a little bit better. This is the Get to Know Ya questionnaire.
Or do you have one for all of us? Did you bring enough for everyone?
Yes, you can all answer these questions.
Okay.
Well, you too.
I'll answer the questions too, I guess. I guess I didn't really... Okay. I didn't really think about answering.
Nice.
Yeah, well, neither did we, because you came up with them, so I guess you're in the same boat.
Yes. Okay, so, Peter. What is your favorite geek ride? It could be a car, hovercraft, spacecraft, dimensional, time machine.
My favorite
yeah,
geek
Batmobile,
ride.
You know.
Oh, hell yeah. Time Machine. Come on.
The Time Machine.
The Time Machine is your favorite geek ride.
Well, wait. Are you talking about...
It's
like,
got to
like,
be a specific thing. Like
the
Viper
Batmobile.
The Viper from Battlestar Galactica.
Hmm.
I know.
My favorite geek ride would probably be the car that they had in Back to the Future.
The DeLorean.
But I'm talking about the advanced one that you put trash into.
Right. Okay. With Mr. Fusion.
The one that flew.
You Fission. Know the shit that I would be doing if I could go back in time.
Ah.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. You'd be like Biff. Okay, Matt, your
I would
geek
be like
ride?
Biff.
Well, my favorite geek ride, the first one that sprang to mind was Airwolf.
Ah.
Just always wanted to wear the helmet and the cool and everything like that. But
I don't think there's anything cool about that helmet, but okay.
The second was Knight Rider. Oh,
God. All right, Matt, keep going.
I don't like any of you anymore. But the second one was the books from the game Myst.
Yeah.
Oh.
That you could travel through by putting your hand in the book, and then you could walk through worlds just by writing about the world.
All right. So your favorite geek ride is a book. Got it.
Without question, this is Don. Without question, the rocket pack from Rocket Man.
The rocket it's pack?
All about flying.
From The Rocketeer?
The Rocketeer?
Rocket Man was the serial from the 1940s, but yeah, Rocketeer. Oh,
okay.
Same deal.
Okay. Excellent. I think mine would be, Aaron's would be the Eagle from Space 1999 with the modules you could hook on there, like the different, like the medical module or the work module.
You completely lost me. What the hell are you talking about?
Space
1999. Gone.
Okay, fine. You're not a geek. Or I guess you're not a 70s geek. Okay, Peter. I'll go this way.
No older than me.
Don. Do you prefer a good video game, board game, card game, RPG, or parlor game? Which one do you prefer?
Oh, I'm all about the human interaction.
Yeah, you are.
So I got to go. I have to go with parlor games.
Well, RPGs and
card games. Oh, RPGs and parlor games right up there for me.
Okay, so parlor game, though, fits.
Yeah, I like RPG better in a lot of ways, but if it's late at night and I've got the giggles, then the parlor games are totally the way to go.
Okay. Matt?
Video games, especially now with the interactivity.
With the interactivity.
Definitely. Video games.
And you can be, on Xbox Live and stuff?
Yeah, totally. RPGs are second. Parlor games are way the hell down on the list.
Yeah. I like video games. Way video games. And parlor games? Depends. Most parlor games I have to be dragged into.
Right.
Okay. Like, if it's something like Cannibal Pygmies from Outer Space...
That's a card game.
If it's a game like that, something like
I'm talking about charades.
But if it's like charades, you got to drag me in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go...
I'm wondering if parlor games are a geek thing at all.
That's why I put it on there. I just wanted to see if any, how geeky... I think that's on the non-geeks.
Well, you're very Victorian, so it is very...
I am, actually. It's what I do.
I'm going to go board game first, then video game.
Oh, Starfleet Battles, right?
I like Starfleet Battles. I like strategy war games, but I like interaction, too. I sit down with a group of people.
You're not chubby enough to like strategy war games.
No, I love it.
I'm with you on that one. Like, I love and I miss it so much. Sitting down with like six friends and playing Civilization for 2 days.
Yeah.
The exactly. Avalon Hill Civilization.
And keep ordering pizza like 3 times because you've gone through like 3 meals.
I miss that so much.
Yeah. All right. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Can you recall one of your geekiest conversations?
One of my geekiest conversations? Okay. Well, I'll use the dating inference that I said before. When I first started dating my ex-girlfriend, Mindy. We were walking through the parking lot, and I'm thinking, she's this cute brunette. She's not, And we were just talking about books, and I was like, yeah, I'm reading this George R. R. Martin book. Oh, I'm reading it, too. You are? Have you read The Belgariad? Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you read Turan Wanderer from the Lord Alexander series? Yeah. Oh, I'm into D&D. Shot out my mouth.
Oops.
And then she was like, oh. I played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And a big smile lit up my face, and we were together for 4.5 years.
Don?
Oh, my God. No, they blend together, man. Every conversation I have is a geek fest. True. It's just part of my life.
No specific one?
No, I guess...
geekiest conversation with your mother.
Ooh. After she burned all of my Dungeons & Dragons stuff from when I was a kid... guess why I'm down on the Christian thing, folks? And my Gamma World stuff and all my first edition Star Frontier stuff.
Not top secret.
Oh, top secret gone up in flames. To her credit, she has not destroyed the comic book collection.
Okay.
Yet. Oh, gosh. You get that out of that house. Get it here.
I have no way to do it, man. I'm scared. I've got, 9 boxes. 9 of those comic book collector boxes of comics. Sitting in a closet in her house, and I'm
have you explained to her how much money they're worth?
Don't talk to her about it. Don't remind her.
She'll donate them to an orphanage or something.
Don't mention
how much they're worth. She donated all of my books.
Don't mention them.
Not just my gaming books, my entire library of all my like my kids' books when I was a kid. She kept the encyclopedias. I guess, but the geekiest conversation I ever had at that point was trying to defend to her why the first edition Deities and Demigods book she just destroyed was worth a lot of money. And the fact that the H.P. Lovecraft chapter in there would never be seen again.
Do you have, I mean, I feel like I've been punched in the stomach because it's such a violation. It has nothing to do with, like, the fact
this
that
this is why when he talks about these book-burning stories, I'm just like, oh, someone must pay.
Has nothing to do with the fact that it's, like, your D&D stuff that was that it's something that meant something to you that she
gone.
Just destroyed.
Yeah.
It's such a violation.
All right, Peter. Geeky conversation. Can you remember anyone?
I had a writing conversation where I was talking to my writing partner. And these words actually came out of my mouth. It's not really geeky, but it's just bizarre. No, it's great. Because, you see, we can kill people, and they're innocent people. It's great.
Okay, you've just justified all of the Christians out there who want to shut us down.
Well, yeah, well, I was...
They're right. Know. We should be.
We don't even want to know why that came out. My geekiest one was with you, Matt.
Oh, right.
Well, this is bad. This is when we stopped in the middle of role playing to have an argument of the physics of a pixie flying fairy.
That's right.
A fairy flying in the middle of a jet airplane, and whether it would
whether or not if the fairy flew up in midair and the jet kept on going, whether or not the fairy would eventually lose velocity enough
to hit
the back wall of the plane.
So we stopped down a role-playing game to have that dumbass.
2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Eventually, I'm like, fuck all of you.
The fairy would not lose velocity. It would stay right where it is.
Right, exactly.
Unless there's wind.
That's what I was telling him.
Unless
anyway.
It's depressurized.
No, all right, let me move on, because that could be a whole other 2-hour conversation.
Yeah.
Because the air inside has momentum, too.
Exactly. You see, all you have to do is say what the conversation was, and it's happening again,
yep,
man.
Exactly. Your favorite RPG character, like a warrior, thief, cleric, magic user, assassin.
But if
Dawn
went up and they went,
well, you have to go to Peter. I have to think about
Peter.
That one.
She could have blown herself to the back wall.
Peter, your favorite type of RPG character, like you like to play, like a warrior, a thief, or a magic user, or assassin, or anything.
Actually, I used to love to play any type of Shadowrun characters because they weren't one type of character, you know. It wasn't, you know, you didn't have a character class. You didn't have any of that crap. You were whatever you designed yourself to
but
be.
But usually you design it towards one thing.
Yeah.
You didn't
play enough.
I think I liked, back in the day, I used to like characters that were really fast, you know, that were specialized in something.
Right.
You know?
What about you, Matt?
I'm going to really reveal my geek here. In Rifts, Atlantean Undead Slayer.
Okay.
Oh, I have to go back and point something out that Matt loved to play when we got to make up our characters.
Oh, right.
Whatever we wanted to play.
What,
under
in
Aaron's
game? Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, someone comes up with a merman. Someone comes up with like a half-demon character.
Right, there was no limitation.
Right, make whatever you want. What does Matt want to play?
I want to play the Death Knight that's completely invulnerable to harm and nothing can hurt him. He's completely invulnerable. And he can kill stuff. Yeah. But he's completely invulnerable.
To all harm.
To all harm.
We actually
nothing
made that character fit within the point values and GURPS.
I am not a munchkin. I don't
do
know
anything.
What you're talking about.
It was a hard role-playing character.
I like characters. I like to play characters because in real life,
that are
I am
chicks.
A very... Yes, I like to play women.
All the time.
They feel good. Because in real life I tend to be a little waffly because I can see both sides of most situations I get involved with, I like to play characters that are decisive, that are righteous, and are absolutely ruthless towards people they see as evil.
And until you can see that personality trait projected onto a 5'3" halfling by a 6'4" sumo wrestler, you haven't seen nothing.
I'm
so angry at you.
The fuck was that?
I've always been like the thiefy, sneaky, get out of the, you know, pick the locks. I always love those characters. I always have. The little wiry guy that can crawl under doors.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you play a damaging character.
No.
A character that can just wail on
them. I'm the munchkin, damn it.
I like the skulking and the sneaky.
You are such the munchkin.
I'm such
you know
munchkin.
What? I like mages.
It just occurred to me.
Just occurred to me. I like mages. Sorry, guys.
All right. Hold on. I have to throw out this question while we're on this. It must be done.
Okay.
Okay. In any role-playing group, it has been theorized that there are five characters, right? Five mm-hmm. major characters that must be fulfilled for that group to be balanced and good.
Right.
Okay.
Those five characters are represented by Scooby-Doo and the gang, right?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm referring to? Like Fred, Velma, mm-hmm. Daphne.
Right.
They're, one of those characters must be in every group for it to succeed.
Right.
Okay. Which of those five characters are all of you?
I'm probably Velma.
You're a Velma?
That seems more the thiefy, brainy, she can't do anything but has to figure it out.
Yep. Fred.
Yeah.
Velma. I would like to.
You're a Velma?
Velma.
I think I'm a Velma, too.
Because yeah. We don't have a complete group, do we?
No, I'm the character that always, like... Okay, when I play a video game...
Daphne, though, is a spellcaster.
I'd say Daphne is definitely the spellcaster.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
But she's never the one who came up with the ideas.
Daphne's the pretty one that just kind of, like, you know... Gets captured every time.
She's more of the...
What makes her a spellcaster? What quality do she...
The fact that she can summon anyone to her. You need to see the villain. You need to find out who the villain is. Stick her alone on a dock. He'll show up. That's a magical ability if I've ever seen one.
No, that's bait.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on before this goes into another two-hour episode. All right. Two more. What's your geek... Do you have a geek claim to fame?
Ooh.
In other words, there's something that people recognize you. Have you done something that people go, oh.
Geek.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I know you do.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a geek claim to fame.
Okay, Peter.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh. When I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I got in the habit of not putting any of my books in my locker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got in the habit of keeping all of my books in my backpack.
Right.
Which meant that when I walked around, I looked like a turtle.
Right.
Okay. And one day I was walking around, and I tripped, and I fell,
uh-huh.
and I couldn't get up. I was laying on my back in the middle of, as people were walking from class to class, stepping over me.
That's like an ass kicking. That would follow you around for like months. Oh, people, that reputation.
God, that followed me around for years. So.
Wow.
All right, Matt.
Well, the actual geek claim to fame is that I did the voiceover for Illidan in Warcraft 3,
right.
And that has like groups that follow it and stuff like that.
But didn't you do another voiceover
just
for
recently?
Another?
Yeah, I did Final Fight, and now I'll be I'll be the voice of Guy in Final Fight.
Guy.
Yeah. Although geek claim to fame could also be when right after 9/11, when all the security went bonzo, I was coming back from Boston and I had books in my bag and stuff like that. And they were all these books because I was doing research on ghosts and stuff like that. So there were Satan stories and ghosts and stuff like that. I also had a change of gym clothes in the bag. I had my role-playing books, some dice, and a lot of my toiletries. And I had just done a play for my dad, so I had makeup in the bag. And as I was going through security, my bag caught on the thing and just dumped everything everywhere. And so my underwear and makeup and role-playing dice spread across the floor with it was humiliating.
So you're on a watch list.
Yeah, probably.
Geek watch list.
Everybody's like, wow, a guy with Satan underwear.
Don, do you have any? Well, besides your entire job, which is geeky. That out-geeks all of us.
I think it's my ability to break Game Masters.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I've broken three Game Masters in my life so
I'm
far.
One of them.
And
if you're now known throughout the country as why you break Game Masters.
He's good at it.
You fight about...
No. I will never fight you on anything you decide.
Nothing.
As a Game Master, you have the right to put forward whatever you want, but I have the ability to sidestep whatever you want to put in my
Don
way.
Don should have been a lawyer. He finds the loophole that is the smallest frickin' loophole in the entire world.
And it's not a rules thing. I'm not playing rules on you. Mm-hmm. I'm playing with your story.
And right.
What's worse is...
So you mean someone will have a story set up and then you'll fuck up the whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's like, if he starts like, I'm not digging this, he'll just derail your
Yeah, exactly.
Game. No, I want to go
and
over
And I'll drag
here.
It in a better direction, too. That's what pisses off the Game Masters.
Yeah. No. We're supposed to bring Gondor to this village. Well, you can't because I just slit Gondor's throat.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's exactly what
but
we're
But it's
talking
usually
about.
Not that...
it's not violent,
it's
usually.
It's usually kind of more...
No, it's serious. Usually like, why do we have to do that? The better idea would be to do this to bring Gondor there. oh, well, I didn't think of that. So hang on while I rewrite the next chapter.
Yeah. Okay. My only really geek claim to fame is that I'm a future resistance fighter of the... the human resistance against the Terminators.
Wait, we all are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, your names are in there, but it flies. I was supposed to not fly so fast. In the Terminator movie, the last Terminator movie, I did the graphics of the Terminator visions, and I put all the geeks' names as targets for the female Terminator. And
wait,
my...
you're kidding me?
No,
no,
no. So when you're playing Terminator 3, if you bit by, you'll see Aaron's photograph.
I'm actually my high school photograph is there as one of the future leaders.
Yeah,
that she's supposed to kill.
Who else is in there?
Well, the other photos got replaced, and I don't know who's they are.
But our names are there.
The names.
But I gave a whole bunch of names of people who need to be killed, and so
yeah. I didn't make it though, did I?
Yeah.
I'm in it?
Yeah, I need like hundreds of them, so.
Yeah, you're probably there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's that cool? Awesome.
We have all been targeted
for assassination.
It was
supposed to be,
oh my god, she's here!
It was supposed to be that it wrote on, and you could read it, but they have it flying past, so it's all motion blur. You can't see Jack anymore.
But somebody will slow it down and read it.
You might be able to. I'm not sure, so.
Let's move on.
So, yep. The last one is... What is the one person you wish would listen to this podcast?
One person I wish would listen to this podcast?
George W. Bush. Okay, I admit it. I'm a politics geek. I am, and I'm a little rabidly blue right now. Some of you may have picked up on that.
I don't think George Bush would get anything from this that he wouldn't consider point proven.
Well, at least he's like getting information because we know he doesn't read the newspaper. Matt,
I don't know yet. Hang on, come back to me.
Peter,
who's the girl that plays Mystique?
Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
No, Rebecca Romijn.
Right, she divorced now.
Either Rebecca Romijn or the Pope, one of the two.
Rebecca,
which Pope? Pre-Pope or post-Pope?
I want to slide in the creative Benedict. Board of DreamWorks.
Oh. Hell yeah, good point. Any video gamers or any film people that...
Yeah, in case any of you are listening, all of us are incredibly potent writers looking for work, so...
Well, yeah, I'd like Ridley Scott to listen to just because he's my, like, hero geek.
Ridley Scott, we love you.
And so it would be cool if I thought that he thought this was a cool podcast.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, that would be a good
one.
He's part
of DreamWorks creative
board. Well, yeah, but he's specifically a geek. Him or George Lucas are both incredibly big actual gaming geeks.
So Steven Spielberg would be your answer.
I always want to work with that guy.
All righty. Well, that was my quick get-to-know-the-geek questionnaire. So hopefully those of you out there might know us a little bit better.
If you can toss us more that aren't too personal, hey, why not?
Real quick, something to just talk about right before we get off.
Our website. Woo-hoo!
Well, we should talk about our website. Number one, our website's up. Check it out. Same place as always, www.geeksonline.com.
And Aaron and Peter did such an amazing job on this website. You'll be blown out of your socks.
New website. Looks
hot.
Great.
And we have really, really great stuff to shop for in the shop, and we will be getting more stuff as we go, more
and the
logos.
The picture of Don on there is sexy.
Yeah. In the tutu.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up is that we are now all playing World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, that's right.
Which
that's right.
Server are we on? Do we remember?
I don't remember.
Skywall?
No.
We
started out with.
We can...
we'll have to figure it out again.
Yeah, we'll post it. Are we going to start a clan?
If you're interested, we'll start up a clan and we'll create the Geeks on Clan.
Geeks on Clan, World of Warcraft.
All right, we'll put all that
information... Reliance, by the way, if you happen to go to that server and make a character.
Yeah, we'll post all the information on how you can, find us. And anyway, yeah, go to the website, www.geeksonline.com. There's a nice way now to see all of our links and the subjects that we talk about on the show. Mm-hmm. But there's the forums that are there that are like going crazy right now. Everyone's talking about all sorts of stuff. And we're going to adopt one of them. I love the Defend Your Movie.
Defend Your Movie is a brilliant idea.
I think we should bring that
to
the show.
Who suggested that?
Defend Your Bad? Was it King Tanic?
I don't know.
I'm so embarrassed. I don't remember that.
We'll give them credit because I think we should actually bring it to the show and maybe do it every once in a while. We'll bring one and do it in his format because it's a great one.
It's a good format.
I think one geek defending a movie against the other three would be very interesting.
Ooh, that would be good.
Only Aaron
geeks
can survive.
On trial.
One geek center. Maybe one geek leaves.
But anyway, go to the forums. There's some great discussions going on there. And Peter, you need to get your ass on there and start writing.
Commenting. They started saying bad things about you.
Yeah, they're saying that you just have no voice on the forums whatsoever.
It's true. I haven't been on in a while.
They're mocking you.
So anyway, there's also stuff to buy there, some geek t-shirts. And
we're making more.
And yeah, we're making more.
Keep popping in every once in a while and check out the new shirts.
I think
prices... Aaron's designing them. I've wrote a few, and mm-hmm. Matt's putting them up there.
Yes.
Peter is doing the website. It's cool.
Yeah. We have, I think we now have no t-shirt that's over $20.
Oh, but we knocked down the price? Good.
Yeah. I think we knocked down the price.
Oh, right after I bought?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're a geek fighting force.
Yes.
And we make larger t-shirts for people like me.
All right. Well,
although you have to pay more.
Yeah, but...
You do?
Yeah. It's $2 more if you get above an XL.
Really?
Yeah.
That's oppression to the gently, the generously proportioned...
That's just more material.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, everybody,
thank you for joining us for another week.
We're gonna save mail.
We'll save it.
We went long.
Went long. So
okay.
Well, I hope all you guys have a good geek week.
Have a fantastic geek week,
and we will miss you.
Yes.
So come back.
Goodbye. I love you.
Aaron's so hammy.